Some of you may be familiar with the writer and neurologist Oliver Sacks. Years ago, he had published a book with the curious title, The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat. He has published many books and articles on a variety of topics, most of which explore the curious and quirky ways our minds process all the information it receives, producing often amazing results. And I remember one story that he told about a man born blind who later recovered his sight through surgery. And though his eyes could see, the man's mind struggled to process and to understand all the new stimuli he was receiving. He could not distinguish between the images from the TV and what was around him. He had trouble understanding perspective, colors, light, shadow, confused him. Now, we take most of these dimensions of sight for granted, and with little thought combine sight, sound, smell, and touch into a singular understanding of what we know. Dr. Sacks narrated how, in this case, the man, healed of his visual impairity, returned to the old familiar routines of blindness, feeling his way around the house with his hands. The man born blind in the gospel almost immediately found himself in trouble with his newly acquired perspective. His new manner of living with sight seemed strange to those who knew him. The account of his healing confused his listeners, and his testimony about Jesus was threatening to those who rejected the preacher from Galilee. All who heard him refused to see, because this would have meant changing the way they saw the world. With all this opposition, one wonders whether the healed man may have been tempted to return to his old familiar routines of blindness just for the sake of belonging to the world that now rejected his new sight. But the healed man did not go back to his old ways. After being rejected, he went back to Jesus. Whatever doubt he may have held due to the rejections that he endured was dispelled when Jesus came to him and assured him of the clarity of his sight. Now, consider the sight given to the man born blind. His sight was the result of a healing. Jesus healed the man. His newfound ability to see was the result of Jesus' healing touch and the Lord's instruction to wash in the pool of Siloam. The light of Jesus healed him. It was this light that was given to him. The light of Jesus was the light of mercy. And this illuminating mercy gave the man a hopeful vision with which to see himself and the world around him. So even when faced with the brutal logic and the harsh biases of those who challenged him, the man would not surrender what the mercy and hope of Jesus had given him. As he resolutely told the badgering crowd, One thing I do know is that I was blind and now I see. He did not conform to the old familiar ways. The new sight of Jesus gave him a new way of being in the world, a new way of engaging those around him. And this new way, this healed way, was not the easy way, but it was the way that led him back to Jesus when he came to believe and worship the Lord. The Catholic view of the world is seen by many as out of step with the popular notions of progress. Some want the gospel to change with the times. Others want the commandments reduced to instructions on being nice. We, the disciples, may perhaps be at fault for some of this. We can too easily take on partisan perceptions or ideological biases. We can let ourselves bend to the sway of polls or lean on the lexicon of network gurus. But whether we are defending or questioning our faith, we can sometimes too easily focus on the doctrines and the moral teachings and forget that our sight comes from the light of Jesus. His mercy is what allows us to see. His pool of grace is what gives us hope, even in the midst of the whirling confusion of our world. Now, I'm not discounting the rich Catholic tradition of doctrine and moral teaching. I'm rooting it in the fundamental experience of the man born blind who was healed by the mercy and wisdom of Jesus. And our sight must begin there as well. Jesus is the one who heals us. The Lord Jesus, the light of the world, is the one who gives us our sight. Believing in the person of Jesus gives light to all that the church teaches and strives to practice. Does this make it easier? The gospel today is a sober reminder that it has never been easy to live with the eyes and the heart of Christ. For this reason, like the man in the gospel, we keep coming back to Jesus. And with the light of his wisdom, we can see ourselves and the world with hope. And knowing Jesus, we can be his light and his hope for others.